This is Robin Marsh. My husband Keith and I have a saying as we get ready to go out the door in our separate ways for the day. Don't forget, wear forgiveness on your sleeve. We're in a time in our lives, in our world, where people are just so easily offended. And I tell you, that is what the enemy wants, spiritual warfare for us, where we're mad at everyone because then we can't be grateful to God for anything. Has that ever happened to you? I tell you, when you don't deal with hurt by forgiving people, it leads to anger, bitterness, depression. It makes you look at other people and get ready to be offended at them for no reason. It just kind of puts a chip on your shoulder. I heard a wise lady at a ladies' conference that the Baptist General Convention had put on just a couple of years ago. She talked about forgiveness and why you need to forgive. And she said it's like taking the noose off your own neck so you won't defile others. Friends, when we forget to forgive or we refuse to forgive, it is like keeping a noose on your own neck and then your spouse's neck, your children's neck. And I tell you what, it just defiles many people. Forgiveness in my life of enduring some really tough times not that long ago, it was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do, but God showed me to be obedient. And then I realized I wished I would have done it sooner. I want to share a couple of Bible verses about forgiveness. The first one is in Luke 17:4. This is Jesus speaking. Be on guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day and comes back to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. The thing I thought that was so interesting about that is Jesus says, you must do this. It's not a choice, friends. It's not a, I'll think about doing it later. Jesus says, do it. You must forgive. As I move over backwards in my Bible to Matthew chapter 18, starts in verse 21. Peter then came to Jesus and said, Lord, how many times could my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus goes on in verse 22 to say, I tell you, not as many as 7, but 70 times 7. Friends, have you ever thought about why Jesus said to forgive 70 times 7? I heard a very wise lady one time talk about this, and it changed my life. You see, sometimes it's so easy for us to say, I'll forgive, but I won't forget what they did to me. Oh no, it won't ever happen again. Have you ever been arrogant like that? Ooh, I have. I hate to admit it, but we all probably have. You know what I'm talking about. But this is what a wise lady said, that she had been hurt. She had had hurt in her life from her family. She was angry, bitter, depressed, and God shook her to her core and said, the reason you say 70 times 7 is for the remembrance of the offense. See, sometimes we can initially say, okay, I forgive them for what they did. But then what happens when our powerful mind starts taking over and says, whew, what are you going to do about that? Do you remember what they did to you? Well, Jesus deals with this. He says, you forgive 70 times 7. I'm not great in math, but I know it's 490. And friends, when I've had hurt in my life, what's amazing, I don't think I've ever thought about it really 490 times. Isn't God good? He is so sufficient that even in our own minds, as you choose to forgive, and you choose to forgive, and you choose to forgive, you're following what Christ has told us to do, just as God the Father forgives as far as the east is from the west. There's no remembrance of it. Friends, you try to start forgiving over and over, and when you think about it, forgive. I wish I would have forgiven sooner in instances in my life that kind of harbored in my heart of bitterness or hurt or anger or strife. Friends, God says, be obedient. You must forgive. Never stop forgiving. It's a blessing for others, but it benefits you the most.